Looking longer term, there's two big factors really working in Australia's favour. And the first one is that the pool of cattle available, or the numbers out there, are forecast to be down to around a 20-year low by next year. So the Aussie cattle herd's expected to only be at about 26 million head next year. So that's one factor. And then the second factor really working in our favour is that likely ongoing strong demand for Australian beef.
And that is going to come from where? Because at the moment we're constrained by the United States and their quota restrictions.
Once the new year rolls on by, there won't be those same quota restrictions because, there'll be volumes being shipped in under the 2016 quota. And because the overall beef that we will have available in 2016 is expected to be much lower than where we were this year, it is unlikely that we hit those quota volumes again. So it is putting a bit of uncertainty in the market at the moment, but as soon as the new year rolls on by, that shouldn't be an issue again.
Ben Thomas, Australia is facing increasing competition, particularly from Brazil and India. Are they going to put a real edge in the market against Australia?
Australia has also a few more factors really working in its favour. One is that food safety profile, that really strong and widely acknowledged profile globally that many other countries can't boast. So that really works in Australia's favour in the international trade scene. And the second thing is the Australian dollar is forecast to continue weakening. It has moved around a little bit over the past couple of weeks, but generally speaking, and looking at most different analysts' forecasts, it's expected to get down to 60 US cents by the end of next year. So those two factors really continue to put Australian beef in a positive position globally.
Are we going to have the cattle to service that market if we're going to hit 20-year lows?
A 20-year low herd will mean that there is 26 million head of cattle available. And quite interestingly, the ratio of cattle turned off each year is about 90% to slaughter and about 10% to live exports. So considering there is that likely ongoing strong demand for Australian beef in all markets, it should make for some quite strong competition for the reduced supplies of Australian beef.
Where are we at in terms of live exports?
For the year to date, the most recent statistics we have are up until the end of August, and there were 920,000 head exported over that period, which is actually up 100,000 head on what eventually became the record last year. Same time last year, we'd exported 820,000 head. Going into that final quarter and in line with the slaughter forecasts, we are expecting somewhat of a decline simply because of the number of cattle that are available. And so by the time 2015 is over, we're expecting 1.1 million head of live cattle exported, which will still be the second largest number on record.
Let's look at the remainder of this year. Who's going to be buying cattle in the sale yards, and will prices increase?
There are parts of New South Wales that have had a relatively good season. There's also parts of Queensland too where there is reasonable feed and water availability. So there will be some restocking interest in those areas. But what has been a really big driver behind the young cattle market in particular this year has been, and the year before too, sorry, has been the feedlots. They're all at if not at capacity, near capacity. And it's likely that the feedlots will continue to buy relatively large numbers of cattle, with those numbers on feed remaining at record levels through to the end of this year, but also remaining quite high in the first half of 2016.
Is the Eastern Young Cattle, I have to ask the question, going to hit 600 cents a kilogram?
Going into the final quarter of any year, actually, cattle prices normally do decline, and it's actually quite interesting. They normally reduce 5 to 10%. So considering the ECI was very close to 600 cents at the end of 2 weeks ago, that would mean that it's anywhere from a 50 cent to a 100 cent decline going into Christmas, which, while it sounds dramatic, it's actually in line with that longer term trend of a 5 to 10% decline. So I wouldn't expect to see it happen this year, but going into 2016, well, it remains to be seen.